Hi, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Build It Better. So excited to be here. My name's Tracy. You can follow me on Twitter at Lady Leet. I'm joined by my amazing co-host today. Right below me is Jesse. Jesse, you changed your Mastodon handle.
I did. I'm over on moth.social where our Mammoth app is. That's our instance for Mammoth, for
Cool.
our iOS app. Neat.
Amazing.
Bouncing around.
And then we're like in the Brady Bunch. Who's this? I think this is Ben.
That's nobody.
That's you
I'm
got to
on the
point the
other
other
side.
way. Other
You're
way.
mirrored, so you got to.
Oh,
Other
really? Okay,
way.
that's
There you
Adam.
go.
Woo! Hi, I'm Adam.
And that's Ben.
Hello.
This is like Brady Bunch
Tracy's up
over
there on my screen. Is
here.
it the same on? Yeah.
It's just me. I'm mirrored because I don't want to look ugly on StreamYard. I mean,
I
but
also put my
you're but
picture
you're
on.
not mirrored. I
Instagram did the
can
wrong thing for us too.
hold on. You're not mirrored. You're only mirrored for you,
Yes, exactly.
Yes. So I
Tracy.
don't look ugly, but everybody else thinks I look ugly, which is fine because we're going
Wait,
to talk
nobody ever
about.
sees mirrored you anyways. Like everyone, you look totally normal to me.
Everyone
It's
sees
for
me on
her,
there.
man. It's for her
I mean,
confidence. It doesn't matter what other people think.
you're talking backwards, which that's a little unusual, but I still get it, so.
Which is
Well,
black. This might be
thank you.
more odd that you understand it.
Yeah, well,
Going to talk
after
about important things
reading that
today.
arc. What are
We're
we
going to talk
talking about?
about juniors and architecture and how do you understand architecture as a junior developer? How do you become an architect from junior to architect?
That's quite the path.
You know, whenever I get messages about this sort of stuff, like DMs on Twitter, it's like someone that's waiting for me to tell them like some secret passcode that they can just say, and all of a sudden they'll know everything and they'll land that architect job. And you know, I can't tell them the passcode because then they'd take it away, they'd just change it.
It becomes
So,
invalid.
right.
Are the gatekeepers? The
Yeah.
gatekeepers would change
No.
it, Ben.
Well,
Yeah.
it's more like it's
Yeah.
a one-use token. You get the password, but as soon as you've used it, it's useless. So,
Yeah, so I can give it to you. It's
so.
just invalid.
Yeah.
When this comes up and people ask me, I usually like half start like I don't know what to tell them other than like spend a decade failing miserably, and then you might know enough.
Fail up.
Yeah, basically fail up. Like more than half the projects I build have like horrendous holes and problems with them as I was going along, like huge blind spots, poor security, right? You know, bad domain pass, you know, poor APIs, ridiculous N plus one calls, like, and then they slowly just got better and chipped away at it. It's just a collection of knowledge of the like and experiences that you sort of just sort of
Well, what do you say
gather.
to those people who like go from junior to senior in like 2 years? I mean, is that even possible? Is that a real
No,
thing?
it's not a thing. Like the people that do that are they're getting a title. They don't really have the experience. Like
But what if
it's
you met somebody and you're like, oh my God, you've been doing this for 2 years? Like, haven't we talked to some open source contributors and you're like, what do you mean? What do you
Yeah.
mean you've been
I
doing
mean
this for a year?
I mean, some people just have.
I've met some people that are really, really knowledgeable at like early on in their career, or they're good at, but the problem is they're still not like experience, right? Like it's just one of those things where like the longer you do stuff, like the odds, how do I put this? There are probably people that are gonna excel and do well at any job that a really experienced person could do. But the odds are that they're going to make a mistake. Like the odds are more likely they're gonna make a mistake than somebody that has a lot of experience, right? Because
How's
it's
that different from crappy architects?
Oh, crappy architects. There's crappy architects at every like you tw people with 20 years of experience that are crappy architects, and people that are with 3 years that are crappy architects. It's just the I think the odds are better if somebody's made it that far that they're gonna have
It's
be a
just
little bit more
time.
seasoned, be a little bit better.
Yeah. If I could make a ridiculous analogy that maybe is too ridiculous, but whatever, I'm going to try anyway. It's like that thing where you can have somebody who's really good at systems thinking, like they get it. We've kind of, you know, we've talked about what's the definition of architecture before, but, you know, if I'm thinking about it as like, oh, you know, being explicit about systems, talking to other systems, then like somebody could really have a brain for that. But then you get into this thing where the experience is going to matter because it's one of those things. Here's my analogy. It's kind of like snapshot testing, because when somebody tells you about snapshot testing, you're like, wow, that sounds like a really good idea. Yeah, absolutely. Like, it just makes so much sense. But when you actually have a lot of snapshot testing in a code base, people immediately start just going like, oh, snapshot test failed, rerun the snapshots or whatever. It stops being a signal for like, oh, hey, something changed and you mattered, because they just keep pressing the button that like reruns it. And then they become absolutely useless. And you wouldn't know that by somebody describing it to you, because it sounds like a really good idea. But only after going through a few projects where it keeps happening again and again, you go, you know what? I don't think snapshot testing is worth it. And so this is kind of the same thing, except on a grander scale. So you're going to think like, oh, this is a really good way to break up this project into different systems that are going to talk to each other. But until you like experience the failures of like, oh, why didn't this work? And oh, yeah, this seemed like a good idea, but it was awful. And we just overly complexed everything. Until you kind of get that experience, it's just still not like you're just guessing. It's still not finding the solutions that have turned out to actually work, unless you're following somebody else's. But of course, at that point, you're just letting somebody else architect for you.
There's what do so you guys many think hot of that? Takes I want to say in this, like, I
do won't. It.
Take it.
No. Let it rip.
Yeah, I don't think time is a measurement, like, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Like, time is,
it's what you've seen.
Yeah, it's how much have you, you know, if you have worked, you know, 60 to 80 hours for 3 years, you know, and you don't have a family and you're just grind. Other than that being super toxic, and let's pretend that you're not burnt out and emotionally like fragile at this point, like, you've experienced a lot. Like, so don't equate experience with like, oh, you've got to be old like me and you've got to go through the trenches and this is how it's done and you've got to climb under the barbed wire. No, like,
I mean, if they really, if all they did was work for like years on end and didn't do anything else, that I would have other concerns. Like, maybe they've got like, oh, they're super, especially if they're not burnout, you know. Sure, yeah, they might be super knowledgeable. They might even be really experienced in tech, but like I would just have other concerns. Like, how is this person going to handle
apartment? They're
are they going to handle social interaction? Like, can they actually talk with another human being and communicate and be effective? Like, I don't know. There's a whole branch of like, I watch what some people are doing with open source and their online persona and promoting themselves, and then you find out later that they have kids and you're just like, wait, like,
but like, you know, that's like, but I mean, you think about it, right? It's like, you know, we who have been through the French trenches like to like promote work-life balance, right? But like, I feel like everybody who has been successful has worked crazy hours up at night, like gone through like some level of grind. You disagree, Adam?
That sounds like CEO talk to me. Everyone who's ever been successful overworked.
Well, no, not like it's like like, you know, how do you get ahead? Can you get ahead by just, oh, you look at anybody, right? Like, can you get ahead by just doing your job? Sure, but it's gonna take longer, right? Like, I mean, I see Ben working up crazy hours.
Yeah, but I do it, and I think it's best to do that stuff in spurts, like
spurts. But you do it is the thing, right? It's like, I don't know. I kind of like, I was. Yeah,
I will say, you can't like never, ever, ever put in late hours and expect to be like, oh, I'm gonna be like, if you don't ever put any extra effort in ever, like, you're gonna like,
it's gonna take you longer.
It's gonna take you a long time.
Like Bill Gates said recently, he said, I wish I had spent more time for my family or whatever. Right. And there was this Instagram post and like all the comments were like, sure, you say that now, you know, or like Elon, you know, there was recently a post that said like, I don't care about you can give me money. I don't care. I'm going to say what I want. Like,
yeah, you care at one point in
time. Yeah. So you're like, I'm just saying, like, is it good for us to say like work-life balance matters, or is it good to say
it matters? Oh, it absolutely
matters. I mean, it matters, but like, is it bad to tell the new generation, right? It's kind of like the same thing of everybody gets a prize.
No, I don't think it's everybody gets a prize. Like here's the thing, work-life balance matters, but people need to understand that that doesn't mean like regimented balance every single day. That means like in the grand scheme of things, it's balance. Like if you have like a couple weeks where you're hustling and you're working crazy hours, that's fine as long as you have a couple weeks where you're kind of phoning it in and relaxing a little bit. Like you can't just, because here's the other thing, there's diminishing returns. The people that are like, I'm grinding, I'm hustling all the time, like honestly their talent level tends to like taper off and get to a certain point, because they're the sort of people that don't have the sense to realize that they need to relax and do other things in order to be effective at certain, like, you can't just like, it's the same thing as like, if I went and lift, you can't lift weights every day and expect your muscles to get bigger. That's not how it works. Like, you have to relax. You can't like bend your mind around hard problems and programming every single day and expect to get better. You need to like touch grass and go do something. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and so like an example of work-life balance, like we're leaving for a kiddo soccer tournament tomorrow morning. So like this week I did 4 10s, like Monday through, because like Friday I'll be in the car driving. Like that's balance. Like do I enjoy working 9+ hours on a Monday? Not especially, but I'm also going to the soccer tournament. So like that's the trade-off, right?
Yeah.
I think, but you never hear people's definition of work-life balance is like mistaken as something
9 to 5.
Yeah.
You never really hear people complaining about the other side though, where like, oh, my life is getting way too involved in my work. Like, oh, I'm having way too many, non-work related activities and I got to balance this out with work. I think a lot of what people mean when they say work-life balance is don't let your company take advantage of you and have you work for free for a lot. That's the majority of it. Right. And so if you're, you know, that's not to say like, hey, you know what? Learning is always a good thing. And so you might have to learn on your own time. And I think programming, especially, there's just so much to know that you probably will end up like, well, if you want to get better at stuff, you might have to take some of your own time to learn. And hey, that can suck, especially for people in certain circumstances. But I do think
going back to that, going back to that junior to architect, then like, let's say you are a junior on a project, like, and you do want to get better. Like, what can you look at? Like, okay, your tickets are done. You can't pick up tickets because you don't know how to, you know, they're maybe too advanced for you or whatever. Like, what do you do to poke around and spend those hours, spend that extra few hours to learn?
Yeah. Try it. Like, to like literally try it. Like,
try the hard tickets.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, it's so you take some of your personal time, grab a hard ticket and just try it. And if you can't do it, ask a few questions, bother a few people, see if you learn something.
Bother.
And if people. You, and yeah, whatever. If,
literally, that's the answer.
Yeah. Like, just ask questions and, you know, like, dude, it's your career. Like, if the people that are unwilling to ask questions will never be good at anything, like, first of all, they're going to suck forever. And then, like, you just have to try stuff you can't do. And otherwise you'll never be able to, like, I don't know. I don't even know what to tell people. Whenever people are like, oh, how do I learn ArcGIS? I'll be like, dude, I don't, just freaking use it. Like,
sell them a course. Yeah. And sell them a course.
Put your face to the screen and I'll bless your.
Well, see, like, that's the question. So Tracy, juniors, if you're in the situation and you're like, okay, I've done my beginner tickets. You have two scenarios that play out. Like, hey, I'm going to take this hard ticket. Hey, Adam, senior person, work on me with this hard ticket together. That's one option. The other option is to pull the ticket and actually try it first and instead go to Adam and be like, hey, Adam, I'm looking at this ticket and I'm trying to make these network calls concurrently and one of them fails and I can't get out of it. Like, that tangible question is way easier for anyone. Like, when you ask somebody, is way easier to like give you an answer, a short answer, a medium answer, a long answer, than like, hey, Adam, give me unlimited time to bother you and pair program through this together. Like, it shows a couple things. One, you've looked at the code and have actually given it an effort. I'm 10 times more likely to be like, oh yeah, we can totally look at that. Like, here's how you would do it. Blah, 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 blah. Go do it. And if it breaks, like we'll come back to it. Like, bring me specific questions, not vague. Hey, how do I learn RxJS? How does this function work? Give me a real question. Like, hey, I do this function and it always throws right here and I have no idea why.
Right. Because the other thing is those questions are quicker and easier for a senior person to answer too. Like, and you're already learning this stuff. Like, so many people in the world, like, I get it. Like, it'd be great if I could just go to Adam and be like, Adam, bestowed upon me all of your knowledge about whatever. And you'd just like, boom, and you've got it. Yeah. But like, that's not the way anything works. The only way to learn something is to
do it.
Experience it and do it. And
Adam, write my code.
Right. Well, that's what people will be doing that with these large language models. Yeah. Like, they'll get on and just be like, write this code. And we're still going to see this where people will just do that. And they'll be like, I don't need to know how this works. I just need to know. And then what the problem is, they can generate complexity that's beyond their ability, and then they can't fix it. Like, so then what? They're going to have to be like, hey, ChatGPT, here's the code you gave me. Please fix it, because I don't know what's in. Like, it's, I don't know. It just, there's going to be this different sort of skill set that people are going to get. Like,
well, this was fun. Talked about a lot of random things. Path from junior to architect, I feel like, was the theme, but that work life balance little tangent was fun, and asking for mentorship too. Or Jesse, you know, you were talking about just asking for help on tickets or how to approach that if you are a junior and you kind of want to try to go into architecture or get better generally. I guess you don't have to reach to be an architect for that advice to be helpful, right? But I think that's just generally a great piece of advice for like anybody looking for any level of mentorship. Come with a problem, not like, mentor me, please.
Yeah, and this is a struggle. Hard. Like, people are like, hey, I need mentorship. And be like, about what? For what? For who? Where are you working
to get
at?
Better.
Back or front, full stack. Like,
as a developer.
It's literally like, I just want to be taller. Like,
yeah, if your question is inadmissible as a Stack Overflow question, you probably shouldn't be asking it of like a senior engineer or whatever either. Like, it's
how to ask questions.
What did you try? Right. Yeah, that was like, what did you try and why didn't it work? Like,
Like, the people that are always successful at work are people who show up to their boss and be like, hey, I have this problem A, I tried B, C, and D, and I'm on F, and now I need some help.
Right.
Those are the people that are like, I will help you. Like, because you've already tried four things. Like, you've already crossed out the easy, like the four. Like, the people I struggle with are the people that show up and be like, I have problem A, and then they just stare at you with their mouth open. Okay.
Now, I will put one caveat to that. I agree with everything you said, but I wanted to put one caveat to that. There is this funny thing that happens when somebody comes to you and they're like, hey, I need to do this. And you're, and how do I do that? And you're like, why do you need to do that? And they're like, well, I need this. And you're like, well, why are you doing that? And they're like, well, I was trying this and this and this, and I did this. Well, why were you doing it that way? You know, anyway, it goes on.
But that's the dialogue, right? They've tried stuff. They have like, this is a conversation you're having with them. It's more than a blank stare of like, I don't know.
I always hope that those conversations devolve into just, all right, just delete everything. Delete the code.
I mean, I've deleted the code before.
I'm a big proponent of when you're trying stuff out, like you don't know what you're doing, delete it all. After you figured it out, delete it all and start again. Now that you're like, okay, I got it. Because you'll write it better than you will just messing around and then like, oh, I got it working. Done. Push.
Yeah. I remember one time there was this issue
languages
with Jay.
Or in other projects, they call that a rough draft, right? Like,
and it can live on your GitHub repo and tech recruiters won't know. So keep it up there. I remember this one time I was pairing with Jay with this issue in React Native. And they're like, I really like debugging like mobile code is like hard.
Brutal.
And, it's like a demo app, right? So it's this like demo app with Ken Wheeler's head bobbling around.
Sounds amazing.
Using RxJS. Yeah. And we spent 2 hours and I was like, you know what? I'm deleting it. I'm going to start over. 'Cause 2 hours. 2 hours. Bye.
Like, I ain't got time for that. Like, just toss it.
I know.
Like, I don't know how many times I will just get reset or get discard. I'm just like, nope, I'm done here. And just like take two steps back and be like, nope. Whatever I did, I totally broke this.
It'd be nice if we could do that in our lives, but our bank accounts would stay the same.
Reset. Delete job.
Even if you just had a little time machine, but it would only go back like 10 minutes. You're just like, oh, that didn't go well.
Yeah. My room's a mess. Delete.
You deleted your room. Well, that's called lighting it on fire.
You can find us all on the internet. I am now on Blue Sky.
Ooh. Hey, I'm on Blue Sky too.
Okay. We got to find each other. I just joined. I just joined. I don't think I even have a username yet.
But... I'm on. I've got it.
Yes.
Trying to figure out the AP protocol, and it's a mess. But
Twitter's not dying, y'all. Find me on Twitter. Find Ben on Twitter. Find Adam and Jesse on Mastodon.
Yep. Mastodon.
We'll see you all later. Have a good day.
Thanks, everyone.
Goodbye.